patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
Well, I try to keep my patience. I really do. And I apologize for the fact that I'm not coming to you from the studio today. But I've got a bone to pick. The more I watch news coverage, the more I listen to news coverage, the more the slant becomes painfully obvious. You know, and it doesn't really matter if it's CNN or if it's Fox or whoever it is. Agenda has taken over common sense and decency. You know, people just want to put out their opinion. They want to say what they have to say and try to convince you to join their side. And make it all about just whatever nonsensical bullcrap they can cram down our throats. Now, I'm not a liberal. I'm definitely not a liberal. I can't stand what the left wing has turned into. Just angry, thin-skinned liars. Blatant liars. Not a series of half-truths designed to gain more popularity to their side. Absolute, outright, lying sacks of puppy poo. You know, this whole narrative that the right wing is comprised of nothing more than fascists is the most ridiculous thing to anybody that's had an education in the past decade. In other words, from 1900 to 1999, if you went to school during that time, you got a little bit more balanced history. Now we've got the likes of Henry Rollins coming out and saying, everything you know is wrong. History was made up. It's turning into the Matrix. Now, I happen to collect history books, and it's pretty consistent back 200 years. Nothing changes. And then all of a sudden, we get these history books out. And these history books come out, and suddenly we're just omitting pieces of history. Or we're adding op-ed to the history. We're calling this education, and people want to know, why is it everybody calls the educational system indoctrination? That's because that's what it is. We're teaching our kids to think the way the left thinks. Pure definition of fascism. Thought control, mind control. Misinformation. Feeding people the narrative, you are feeding children the narrative you want them to grow up with. So that when they go to college, they're at complete odds with mom and dad. Well, that's not what my professor says. And my professor has a degree that's higher than yours. And so he's right and you're wrong. Mom and dad's values don't matter. Mom and dad are liars. It's insane. And here's the thing. In today's day and age, when somebody tries to drop the whole, I went to college and I have a PhD or master's degree, I laugh in their face. I'm like, congratulations, you overpaid for a piece of paper. You told the professor what he or she wants to hear. They gave you a passing grade. You didn't get taught facts. You got taught opinion. And to regurgitate that opinion back to the professor. And then they tried to do the same thing with Common Core. Well, a lot of states opted out of Common Core because it became apparent what Common Core was actually trying to do with reading. They had reading lessons that, you know, sentence construction, one of the examples was, you should always trust the government. Really? Because I went back into history and I read the forefathers were pretty much adamant that you shouldn't trust government at all. Always be suspicious of government. No matter what, because the minute you trust them completely is the day you lose everything. So our kids are being indoctrinated from grade one. Not everywhere, but in a lot of places. Children get thrown out of classrooms for having a conservative viewpoint. They get suspended from school until they think about the evil that they're perpetuating. Can we stop already with this? Now, you might think that I'm going to start waving the American flag and telling you how great Donald Trump is and all these things. And, you know, Donald Trump has done some great things. Only a moron denies it. Only a moron plays the racist card. Because at this point, I laugh at that too, because everybody plays the racist card for everything. When you don't have enough knowledge to make an actual argument that establishes an intelligent discussion, well, the obvious answer is, well, you're a racist. And I'm so sick of that, I don't even buy it anymore. And it's always white people doing it to other white people. That's the ironic part. Yeah, there's a few Black Panther types out there. They're like, you're a racist. And I'm just like, whatever. You burnt down your city when you didn't, you know, get your way. And I'm just kind of all set with that. But here's the thing. I'm not waving the American flag and the Republican banner, because I don't like what they're doing either. First of all, too much of a blind eye is turned to instances of crony capitalism, you know, where businesses are allowed to do whatever they want, carte blanche, you know. People like to pass around memes on Facebook, hey, don't use self-checkout, because that company, that could be one more job for a human being. And when you have crony capitalist ideas, the industry goes where it's going. Which is, well, you know, sooner or later, we could just replace everybody with robots. There doesn't seem to be a halfway educated, wise businessman out there that says, well, all right, let's say we're able to successfully unemploy the entire country and increase our profit margin. But if everybody's unemployed, who's going to buy our stuff? Which makes you suspicious, pardon, as to what side of the aisle businesses are actually on. I mean, we got businesses donating large amounts of money to organizations that are left-wing. Your first thought is, well, what the hell is that about? Well, if you take socialism and you couple it up with let's unemploy the planet because it'll make us more money, and you realize that these companies are donating huge amounts of money, you realize that this may actually be a plan. Put everybody on welfare. Yeah, that'll work. And automate the entire system. Make everybody an obedient slave to the brain-dead consumer market. Buy stuff, go home. Now, the reason I blame conservatism for this is very simple. I blame conservatism, Republicans specifically, not conservatism. I should back that up a little bit. I blame Republicans because right now this kind of stuff is happening on their watch. When they see attempts to go overboard with back alley deals and secret handshakes and all that garbage, their first instinct should be, wait a minute, people need jobs. If we're really against social programs and people being on welfare, we should open up the gateways for opportunities for people to be employed. And that's not what's happening. What's happening is they're turning a blind eye to McDonald's putting in kiosks, Walmart doing self-checkout, all of our jobs being replaced by robots. Well, how are these good ideas? They can't possibly be good ideas, because now people don't have jobs. And if people don't have jobs, they don't spend money. If they don't spend money, you don't make money. It's almost like people are deliberately being stupid, hoping, well, it'll work itself out in the end. In fact, I know for a fact a lot of people tell themselves that. It'll work itself out in the end. Well, I'm sorry to say it doesn't work itself out in the end. Now, to my original point, every news agency out there has a spin and has an agenda that they're trying to push. Fox News wants to believe Republicans can save the world. Sorry about that. That was an alarm. They want you to believe that Republicans can save the world. Democrats want you to believe that you're powerless and can do nothing and the government has to help you. I get more mad with Democrats because of the misuse of terminology. Well, you're a fascist. You obviously don't know what the hell a fascist is. And this is what happens when you get uneducated asses and their buffoonery growing up in a society that's deliberately teaching them misinformation. They think they have all their facts lined up in a row. They know everything. But I've seen the history book that these kids are studying out of, and I know what my history book looked like, and mine was way bigger and took a lot longer to get through. We're leaving out key points. These kids are growing up convinced they know better. You know why millennials get so much crap? It's because they're half-educated deliberately, and they're convinced that they're not. They've been convinced to close their mind to argue. They're told people are going to come and they're going to say, oh, you don't know the whole story. But the whole story is bunk. It's a lie anyway. So you actually do know the whole story. They don't know the whole story. And I'll be damned if I'm going to have some 23, 24-year-old kid telling me that after my 42 years of experience, which is a key word, that I don't know anything. You know what? You little crap, bite me. I know a lot. Now, I'm a volunteer for the Modern Whig Party for this reason. We don't just need a third party. We need a fourth party. We need to dice up the vote so many times that it actually becomes a threat to Republicans and Democrats. That their comfy little two-party system starts to disintegrate in front of their beady little eyes. When that happens, that is when we will achieve freedom from the building aristocracy. This isn't Alex Jones. This isn't, I think the lizard people are coming. This is just point blank fact. Okay, the best countries in the world with the best leadership have more than two parties. That's a fact. We used to have five or six in this country, and then about 120 years ago, suddenly we only had two, and it's been that way ever since, and it's been a steady downgrade. From the introduction to the Federal Reserve all the way down, we were thrown overboard. They said, well, F the American people. We've got this. This is about making profit. This is about making money. The American people get in the way of that. So we'll just throw them overboard. We'll give them the illusion that they've got a choice. They don't have a choice. And that's my rant for today.
New York, London,
Philadelphia,
Japan,
Chicago,
Paris,
San Francisco,
Tijuana,
Los Angeles, California.
The Vince Wild Show.